We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We did not see impeachment proceedings introduced in the House of Delegates at the state capitol yesterday, but that would mean that that's a dead issue. Carl Tobias is a law professor at the University of Richmond and joins us this morning to walk through what happens now that the legislation was not submitted on Monday. I mean, Carl, I guess we're kind of in a bind here because we don't have a mechanism, it seems to me, for a formal investigation, certainly not a speedy investigation of the allegations against the lieutenant governor. So what are we supposed to do if we want to be fair to everybody involved?
Well, that's a good question. I think we're going to wait and see. A delegate, Hope from Arlington, on Friday suggested he would try to introduce a resolution, but he backed off of that. When his colleagues, I think, convinced him that might not be the best idea. And so I think they're going to continue to discuss it, but whether anything formal is going to happen seems pretty unclear right now. And they're supposed to finish up the session, I think, next week.
Yeah.
So
once they gavel out, is there anything that the legislature can do? Would they have to be formally called back in by the governor to take up this issue, or?
Well, that's one way to proceed. I just think there wasn't enough time to do very much that would satisfy anyone in the short period of time left, as well as wrap up the session. So if they are going to do something, I think they have to have some kind of special session.
Right.
And it's not at all clear that anybody really is committed to that, or certainly that a majority in the House is willing to move forward.
I keep bringing up on this program that it seems to me the only law enforcement agency that might be able to do an objective fact-finding investigation to just try to lay what evidence may be available on the table would be the Virginia State Police. Now, clearly, they don't have jurisdiction in Massachusetts and North Carolina where these two incidents were alleged to have occurred. But am I wrong for saying the state police may be the only way to go about just getting the facts on the table? Or is there something I'm missing here?
No, I think that's correct. And typically, investigations that are done in the Commonwealth are undertaken by the state police, certainly involving any legislative action. I think there was some mention of the FBI by the lieutenant governor, but I doubt that that's going to happen.
Yeah, and that takes it to the federal level, which really doesn't make sense. Yeah. So when it comes to due process, let's forget for a moment that this individual, Justin Fairfax, is the sitting lieutenant governor of Virginia. What would normally happen here all these years later if someone said, you sexually assaulted or raped me? What would happen if that happened to just an average person?
Well, the person might choose to go to the authorities and file a complaint, and there might be an investigation. Mm-hmm. Part of the problem is the statutes of limitation that may apply in a particular jurisdiction. And if those haven't run, then the prosecutor, I think, has discretion to move forward and investigate in the state system, like a Commonwealth attorney in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the way those would move forward. And then whatever the state investigative entity is here, it's the state police.
Carl Tobias is a law professor at the University of Richmond. Do you would this occur in over the course of 12 months, or would something like this really drag out for an extended period of time?
Well, it depends on how complex it is and how many witnesses there are and how easy it is to get relevant facts.
Yeah. If the allegations against the lieutenant governor, not just an average guy, but the lieutenant governor, are true, does the fact that they may have happened outside of his term in office matter when it comes down to the proposal to impeach him? Should legislators consider that as to what to do right now?
Well, I think so. It seems like that is relevant. If you read the provision on impeachment in the Constitution, Dick Howard of Virginia, who drafted the new Constitution in the early 70s, has said, and the language seems to say, in office, rather than something that preceded being in office. So, but I think that's, you know, I think that's up to interpretation. It's not clear. It hasn't happened, and we don't know. Court hasn't ruled on that.
Yeah. You might say that you don't want to answer this question. I'm going to ask it anyway. If you were called upon as an attorney to offer advice to the lieutenant governor about how he should handle this situation, what would you say? Has he done the right thing by, assuming he didn't do it, by denying it and saying, I'm going to stay in office? Or is there something we're missing here that could be done that could help resolve this one way or the other?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, because the people involved have very different views of what happened.
Right,
and
yeah.
So it's difficult to get at the truth here.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very difficult situation. It's not a unique situation. I'm sure there are accusations of people who go up into a hotel room with someone and the next events that transpire don't go the way they anticipate or the way they approve. And that then becomes a point of contention. Is this consensual sexual interaction, or has somebody been forced into something that they didn't want, and then it becomes a crime? I don't know how we negotiate that all these years later.
Well, I think it's very difficult, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Carl Tobias, law professor at the University of Richmond, appreciate you joining us this morning. And stay on the speed dial. It doesn't seem like this is going away anytime soon. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.